All right, so Anthony, I know you don't know much about geography.
Mm-mm.
Norway and Iceland. They're over there, exactly.
Yes.
They're far, far, far away. So halfway between Norway and Iceland are the Faroe Islands.
Right there.
They're having problems with tourism now, as you can imagine, because everyone's under quarantine. But they want to remind you that they're there. So they've gotten very creative. They have this brand new way to attract tourists in the world of quarantine. They're having locals strap cameras to their heads, and they're letting people explore the Faroe Islands by controlling their movements online like a video game character. So, like, for example, like if you make somebody jump, he'll jump. He'll actually jump. Yeah. So it's a whole creative way they have to get tourists interested in the Faroe Islands.
We will be fitted with a camera and give everyone access to control laws using their mobile phone. When you press forward, we move forward. And when you press jump, well, we jump.
Will he beat up a hooker? Steal a car?
Yeah, I guess, you know what I mean? They have to. If they're in a video game and you're playing it. Of course.
Each trip will begin in a new location. And as a virtual tourist, you can ride, sail, and even control a helicopter. So you can literally sit at home and control a helicopter in the Faroe Islands.
It's Grand Theft Auto in real life. You can beat up people. You can take their money. You can steal their car. You can get on a helicopter. I love this game.
I knew you would. I knew you'd like the idea of like real life video gaming.
I'm strapping something to your head. Get off couch. Come on. It's not working. It's not getting off the couch.
Can I make a request? Can you make me do sit-ups and lunges? I'd love to get in shape.
Stay away from freezer. Stay away from the ice cream. No. I lost.